A video version of this podcast is available at aboundingjoy.com and also on our YouTube pages. Well, hi guys. Thanks for joining me in this Veritas 2020 video. One of my most favorite things to do in the whole world, some of you who know me very well know about this, I love to get into our little Toyota Corolla with my wife, Vicky, and just drive through some of our less populated areas around here near where we live here in East Tennessee, sometimes down into North Georgia, sometimes over into Western North Carolina, and just enjoy looking at God's creation all around us. It's pretty awesome around here. Trees, rolling hills, fields, pastures, beautiful mountains, streams of all sizes, creeks, large rivers in some cases, lots of waterfalls around here to see, wildflowers, birds, sometimes other kinds of wildlife. We love it. And to us, it just seems so obvious that there is an awesome creative genius behind all of this. An engineer with a capital E of infinite skill, an artist with a capital A of almost unimaginable ability to create incredible beauty all around us. Say everywhere we look. And it invariably leads us to worship. We just stand in awe of the Creator God who's made all of this. And yet, we live at a time when many, many people, and this is so sad to me, have allowed themselves to believe a very horrific lie. And the lie that they've allowed themselves to be blinded to believe is that all of this just happened by chance. That there's no all-powerful, all-wise, all-loving God behind it. Because there's some brilliant men out there with PhDs who want to deny God, who've tried to come up with sophisticated sounding arguments, very weak arguments, I might say. People have said, well, they must be right. I hope they're right. At least a lot of people feel that way. And I think if they just let themselves get a little bit more open to the truth, they could see what a ridiculous lie it really is. I'm telling you guys, one of the evidences to me, anyway, I guess I have to be careful here, but one of the evidences of the reality of the devil and of the blinding effects of sin in our lives is the way that otherwise very intelligent people, I'm talking about people with advanced degrees, can look at the same creation you and I look at, and they can say, nah, I don't see the hand of God. I see mindless, by chance, evolution. It's hard for me to fathom it. But a large part of our population today has believed that lie. And it's incredibly sad to me. It's heartbreaking. It's blindness. Very sad. I hope you're not one of them. Some of you may be watching this. I don't know who's watching it. But let me tell you something. The truth is, for anyone who's willing to be open to God's truth, and by the way, all truth really is God's truth, if we're open to the truth, it turns out God has engineered into his creation some really exciting, I think, and powerful evidence that can enable people who are willing to consider it. Now, you have to be willing to see that there has to be an awesome creator here. There has to be a brilliant engineer behind all this. There has to be an amazing designer, an incredibly creative artist behind this creation that's all around us. We live in it. We can see it all the time. So today, I want us to look at just a little bit of that evidence. We're not going to dig very deep, although to some of you, if all of this is new, it may seem kind of deep, but I hope it just maybe whets your appetite for more. This man's name is Anthony Flew. I don't know if you've heard of Anthony Flew or not. He died a few years ago, 2010, actually. He was a brilliant guy. And for most of his life, he was a very outspoken, very prominent atheist. For most of his life, he denied the existence of God. He was a lecturer at Oxford University. He was a professor of philosophy at universities in Great Britain and in Canada. He was one of the signers, by the way, the third version of the Humanist Manifesto. If you remember the Humanist Manifesto, we'll talk about that more in a later video. But in 2003, they came out with the third version. He signed it. He often took part in debates on college campuses in which he would argue the side of atheism, argued against those who believed in God. Had lots of what he thought were good arguments. Wrote them down. Arguments that a lot of highly educated people thought were pretty powerful arguments against God. Well, in the year 2004, something pretty dramatic happened. He stunned the philosophical world. He shocked them by announcing that he, a great atheist, had changed his mind. One of the most brilliant, outspoken atheists in the world basically said, I can't maintain this any longer. I have to admit, he was saying, in essence, God has to really exist. And the academic world was pretty flabbergasted. A few years after he changed his mind, he wrote these words. He said, the integrated complexity of life itself, which is far more complex than the physical universe, can only be explained in terms of an intelligent source. In other words, this brilliant philosopher finally realized, as he looked more and more closely at the evidence God had left in his creation, that life is so incredibly complex that the only reasonable explanation for it has to be an incredibly intelligent creator God. So today we're going to look at just a little bit of the kind of information that caused Anthony Flew to change his mind about God. And I think it's incredibly exciting. I'm using the word incredible a lot. You're going to hear that word a lot through this video. This is just a small part, by the way, of what theologians call general revelation of God. We realize God's chosen to reveal himself to us in two different kinds of ways. One of the ways he reveals himself to us is what we call special revelation. That includes the scriptures, for example. The Bible is part of God's special revelation of himself. Jesus Christ, God come in the flesh, is part of that special revelation. But God's also revealed himself just through the things he's made in creation. He made them in such a way that anyone who's willing to just be honest and open and look closely at what he's made can certainly see there has to be a creator God behind all of this. Let me say this one more time. There are many, many skeptics out there, people who do not believe in God, who are what we call closed-minded skeptics. In other words, they're holding to their unbelief no matter what. They may have different reasons for it, but they're really unwilling to seriously consider the possibility that they could be wrong. They've made up their minds. It's settled as far as they're concerned. And there could be lots of things going on behind the scenes there. Sometimes they value their relationships with other people that they consider sophisticated, educated people, you know, other skeptics. Sometimes they just value those relationships too much to even consider anything else. It may be because they simply can't believe that these other scientists that they know of who don't believe in God, maybe who are very brilliant men like Anthony Flew was, that they could possibly be wrong. Surely these guys are right. I mean, they're brilliant, aren't they? Surely they're right in their assumption that there's no God. In some cases, they may be afraid that if they open the door even slightly to the possibility that God really does exist, well, there might be a creator God who's going to hold them accountable for their decisions in life. And a lot of people just don't want to open that door. They don't even want to crack that door, so they don't want to think about it. And it's really sad, guys, but this is true. You'll see this in the world and people that you know sometimes. The sad truth is, the longer we lie to ourselves like that, the longer we cling to a lie, and especially if we can find people who are willing to go along with the lie themselves, they're willing to agree with us and tell us, no, no, you're right, you're right, you're right, the harder it can be to just open up to the possibility that we could be wrong, open up to the truth. Even when that lie is horribly out of touch with the reality, we see it all the time. But there are certainly some skeptics out there who are willing to go with the evidence. Their attitude is, hey, man, if there really is a God, and if he's left us evidence that I can look at and consider, sure, I'm willing to consider it as open-mindedly as I know how to do it. And listen, guys, for those kind of skeptics, God's left some wonderful evidence for them to look at and consider and think about so they can see him. This kind of evidence can also be really helpful to students because sometimes students get inundated with outspoken professors and maybe some other students who were ridiculing and scoffing at their Christian faith. You know, they run into that sometimes. And sometimes that can be hard to handle, especially if you don't have answers. So God's been very gracious, I think, to make this kind of information available so that we can have it in these very difficult, challenging days we're living in. You and I both need to be familiar with these things. It'll help us. It'll encourage us. And it'll help other people. It'll help us help other people. I should probably say up front that some of the things we're going to say in this video may seem a little bit complex to you if you haven't had a chance to study it before. So if it seems a little bit too much or too fast, don't get discouraged. Just hang in there. Stick with it to the end. If you don't get it all, maybe you could listen to it again later on. But you'll certainly get the main idea. I'll tell you what the main idea is right now. The main idea is this. God has designed and engineered and created some awesome things. Things that really cannot be explained if we try to explain them while leaving Him out of the picture. To leave God out of the picture takes an incredible amount of blind faith. Sometimes we call it science of the gaps. You see, there's some atheist scientists out there who really do know what the evidence is. They know the evidence points to a creator, but they don't want to acknowledge that. And they say, well, we can't explain it yet, but someday we will. We call that science of the gaps. They just got this absolute blind faith that someday they'll be able to explain things that just cannot be explained without God. But it seems to me to be so utterly and totally foolish to be so willfully blind against what God is so graciously revealing to us about Himself. This study continues in the next video in the Veritas 2020 series, number 17, Evidence from Molecular Biology.